The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 27th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Joseph Mitchell, born in Fairmont, North Carolina, 1908, a writer for the New Yorker magazine for many years, writing about people living on the fringe in New York City, the gypsies, the homeless, fishmongers, a band of Mohawk Indians who had no fear of heights, and so they worked as riveters on skyscrapers and bridges. Most of his journalism collected in the book Up in the Old Hotel. Writing for The New Yorker, Joseph Mitchell interviewed all kinds of people, criminals and evangelists, politicians, famous people. He said he believed he was a good interviewer because he had lost the ability to detect insanity, that he listened to everybody, no matter how crazy, as if they were sane. Joseph Mitchell, who said the best talk is artless, the talk of people trying to reassure or comfort themselves. His last book came out in 1965, Joe Gould's Secret, about a man who claimed to have learned the language of seagulls and who was writing the longest book in the world in the seagull language. It turned out to be a hoax. Joseph Mitchell kept going to his office at The New Yorker for 30 years after that book, but he never published another word. It's the birthday of Hilaire Belloc, born in Paris, 1870, known for his journalism and his serious essays in his own lifetime, but known to us for his books of humorous verse and for lines such as, "I'm tired of love, I'm still more tired of rhyme, but money gives me pleasure all the time." And, "When I am dead, I hope it may be said, his sins were scarlet, but his books were red." And it's the birthday of the poet Michael Longley, born in Belfast, 1939, who was part of a group of poets from Northern Ireland that included Seamus Heaney, James Simmons, and Derek Mann. Started publishing their work in the 1960s, writing about the acts of violence in Belfast, the Troubles. Michael Longley, author of the collection The Weather in Japan, published in 2000. Michael Longley, who said, "I live for those moments when language itself takes over the enterprise and insight races ahead of knowledge. Occasionally I have things to say or there's something I want to describe, but these are not my main reasons for writing." Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, "Locked Doors." "For the angels who inhabit this town, although their shape constantly changes, each night we leave some cold potatoes and a bowl of milk on the windowsill. Usually they inhabit heaven, where, by the way, no tears are allowed. They push the moon around like a boiled yam. The Milky Way is their hen with her many children. When it is night, the cows lie down, but the moon, that big bowl, stands up. However, there is a locked room up there, with an iron door that can't be opened. It has all your bad dreams in it. It is hell. Some say the devil locks the door from the inside. Some say the angels lock it from the outside. The people inside have no water and are never allowed to touch. They crack like macadam. They're mute. They do not cry help, except inside, where their hearts are covered with grubs. I would like to unlock that door, turn the rusty key, and hold each fallen one in my arms. But I cannot. I cannot. I can only sit here on earth at my place at the table." A poem by Anne Sexton, "Locked Doors," from the Complete Poems published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org and by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Ciccala. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.